This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various development projects worth around 6,350 crore rupees in Varanasi this evening. The projects cover key sectors including road, water, healthcare, tourism and urban infrastructure. The Prime Minister also flagged off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains and laid the foundation stone of other rail projects. The Prime Minister participated in the Mahila Sammelan. Speaking on the occasion, he said the government is committed to ensuring women's participation in the country's policy making. He said the major goal is to implement reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and legislative assemblies. The total number of operational Amrit Bharat Express trains has now gone up to 66. Tomorrow, Prime Minister Modi will perform Darshan and Puja at Sri Kashi Vishwanath Temple. During the second leg of his Uttar Pradesh visit, the Prime Minister will travel to Hardoi and will inaugurate the Ganga Expressway. It is a 594-kilometer-long, six-lane, access-controlled, greenfield high-speed corridor built at a total cost of over 36,000 crore rupees. Earlier today, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth over 4,000 crore rupees at Sikkim's capital, Gangtok. He also announced six cricket academies for the Northeast region. The projects were launched at the closing ceremony of Sikkim's 50th year of statehood celebrations. The Prime Minister also addressed a gathering at Pal Jor Stadium in Gangtok. He highlighted the state's immense tourism potential and reaffirmed the centre's commitment to fully develop these opportunities for the benefit of its people.
नॉर्थ ईस्ट हिंदुस्तान की अष्टलक्ष्मी है इसलिए हम एक्ट ईस्ट की पॉलिसी पर तो काम कर ही रहे हैं हमने नॉर्थ ईस्ट के लिए एक्ट फास्ट का संकल्प भी लिया है और इसलिए एक्ट ईस्ट एक्ट फास्ट आज भी यहां हजारों करोड़ रुपए की सेजा परियोजनाओं का लोकार्पण और शिलान्यास हुआ है इनमें रोड पावर टूरिज्म हेल्थ Education, har tarah ke project shamil hai.
All preparations are in place for voting in West Bengal tomorrow for the second and the final phase of assembly elections. A total of 142 constituencies across seven districts will go to polls in this phase. Police have intensified security operations. More than 800 people were arrested in poll-bound districts yesterday. So far, 2,300 arrests have been made. Acting on the Election Commission's directive to ensure free and peaceful voting, police have been targeting identified troublemakers. Central forces have also stepped up patrols, route marches and checkpoint inspections across districts. The government has issued a nationwide heatwave advisory to all states and union territories, urging immediate steps to protect workers from rising temperatures. The Labour and Employment Ministry has called for coordinated action, especially for those in outdoor and labour-intensive jobs. The states have been advised to issue necessary directions to employers, occupiers, industries and construction companies for immediate implementation of safety measures for workers. States have been directed to ensure drinking water, rest areas and cooling at workplaces, along with regular health checkups and coordinated with the health departments. The government has assured 100% supply of domestic LPG, PNG for households and CNG for transport across the country. Addressing an interministerial briefing in New Delhi, Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said domestic LPG supply remains stable with no dryouts reported at any distributorship. She said the government is restoring commercial LPG and PNG supplies up to 70% with priority being given to hospitals and educational institutions. She added that the supply of 5 kg free trade LPG cylinders for migrant labour has been doubled. Director in the Ministry of Port, Shipping and Waterways, Mukesh Mangal, said that all Indian seafarers in the region are safe and no incident of any involvement of Indian flagged vessel have been reported in the last 24 hours. Indian weightlifters put up a strong show at the Commonwealth Youth and Junior Championships in Apia, Samoa, winning 4 gold medals on day 2. Sunil Singh claimed gold in the men's 65kg category, while Aisangpha Gogoi topped the women's 58kg division. Abhinav Gogoi secured the gold in the men's 71kg category, and in the Universal Cup, Charu Pesi of Arunachal Pradesh also won gold in the men's 65kg event. And in IPL cricket, hosts Punjab will take on Rajasthan Royals at Mullanpur in New Chandigarh this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.